The threat of anthrax seems to be fading, but some people are still afraid. Commentator Mary Sojourner remembers when mail delivery meant excitement, not fear.
My Aunt Mary was the undisputed empress of the mail. Her gifts arrived in patched together boxes, lumpy with possibility, sealed barely with whatever tape she had found in her cluttered desk. She sent cards unexpectedly. She wrote sayings that probably headed me down the road less taken. Good girls go to heaven, brave girls go anywhere they want, was her favorite motto. And I, despite being anything but brave, was her favorite niece, named for her. Aunt Mary was gray-haired with the iron perms and corsets of the women of her generation. She lived in Wayland, a small town a long, long car ride 75 miles south of my home, Rochester, New York. I thought of the Empress of the Mail when the somber card from the Postal Service arrived. It warned me to be suspicious of unexpected letters, of packages either lopsided or lumpy, of those sealed with excessive amounts of tape. I gingerly gathered magazines and letters, debated putting on my rubber gloves, and instead went to the back porch to sit in the soft western sun, with memories of Aunt Mary's misfit packages. I would hold the clumsily wrapped package on my lap a long time before I opened it. I'd cut through tape and string, peel back layer after layer of brown paper. Inside would be absolute treasure. 3 tiny old books wrapped with satin ribbon, the rhinestone brooch I had admired on her ample bosom, convinced the sparkling stones were diamonds. She lived on her pension. There was no money for new gifts, or after her death, an inheritance. She left me a far better legacy. I love real mail. And I've passed that legacy on. Years ago, I caught my teenage son hovering near the front porch around mail delivery time and asked him what was up. "I love mail," he said, "even though I don't write letters and I don't really think anybody will write me. They could, you know." We waited on the front stoop and played Sniglets, a game popular in those days. The players make words out of other words, the new word carrying exactly the sense of the two combined. By the time the mailman trudged up the sidewalk, we had found our word. Anticiparcellation, the act of looking forward to the mail. As I read the Postal Service warning, I was anything but excited. And yet my aunt's presence was as real as the love she had packed into her battered boxes. Though the threat of who knows what, who knows when seemed everywhere, even in a rural mailbox on a little dirt road, I decided to honor her spirit. I returned to the pile of mail. Without gloves, without protection, with anticiparcellation, and no small amount of apropos-hension. But then I remembered one of the last things my Aunt Mary said to me before she died. "You have to take chances, honey, if you really want to live."
Mary Sojourner is author of the book Delicate, Stories of Light and Desire. Her comments are recorded at member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona.